I like it.
Welcome to the Jason and OC podcast.
I'm Jason Bell. Mm-hmm. That is OC Umenyora.
That's actually pretty good, you know. You like said Umenyora. A lot of people still say Umenyora. It's not Umenyora, it's Umenyora.
You told me something.
Yeah.
I won't even front the person out.
Mm.
But I always think about it.
Mm-hmm.
That can't pronounce his own last name.
Yeah, I can't pronounce it. Can't do it. He actually had like a whole episode.
I know.
On Twitter. He was like, oh, they've been saying my name wrong. And then he proceeds to say his own name wrong.
And you are like, no, I know that tribe. I know your peoples.
We're from the same tribe.
Who? So nobody's told.
Nobody has told him that he actually embarrassed himself. I know the meaning of his name.
But do you think he's just not aware of it?
He's just not aware.
Somebody
hasn't told him properly that in the Igbo language, you can't pronounce U.
Right.
It's U.
Yes.
There's no U.
Yes.
There's no U in the entire language.
Doesn't
it's
happen.
U.
Mm-hmm.
U.
And he don't even know.
He doesn't know. It's not U. U.
I know.
Anyway.
Every time I see it, I think of that.
You can't unsee it, right?
No.
Anytime I see him, that's the first thing. I can't unsee it.
I'm
it's
with
crazy,
you.
Ain't it?
I'm with you. This is why why do I always turn to NFL Africa? I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
It's on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Always is. This is why, for me,
yep.
A man of African descent
yep.
in America,
mm.
from America, in this country,
yep.
in the UK. That's why it's so fascinating what you're doing. And the ability to show me teach me,
mm-hmm.
bring others along with your trips to Africa. Mm. Like that right there is strong.
Yeah.
How would I know this?
Yeah.
No
true.
Chance.
That's
no,
true.
No chance.
That's true.
No real opportunity. I read a lot of books,
mm-hmm.
but my direction is more precise because of the things we talk about.
Mm.
Thank you. Yeah. That being said.
Yeah.
How did you like this weekend's game?
It was incredible.
Yeah.
It was a great game.
It was.
It was a great game.
How lucky are we getting, bro?
I mean, this is
it's stupid.
It can't continue, right? Like, because, you know, I'm a pessimist, so I'm not an optimistic person. Like, I'm a pessimist. I'm like, come on, man, this can't continue. You know, we had three of the best games of the NFL season.
I know.
Here.
Yes. Can I challenge you on something?
They all came to play. Yeah, please do.
You are a pessimist.
Yeah, I am a pessimist.
But
mm-hmm.
when the heat is on,
yeah.
you're so optimistic.
That's because, like, I'm a pessimistic optimist. that's really, J-Bell, that's really what I am. I'm a pessimistic optimist.
If I say something negative or I'm worried about something, you, the belief you have, the trust, man, you had a game, bro, where the team told you, oh, you think you worth this contract?
Yeah.
You go ball against the best left tackle in football.
Yeah.
And you showed up.
Okay.
How are you a pessimist?
Let me tell you why. Okay. And this is really going to make sense to you.
Okay, please. Because I don't challenge your personality.
This
out.
Is going to make sense to you. Right? I am a pessimist about everybody,
mm-hmm.
but the things that we can control, I'm an optimist about that.
That makes sense. That
and that's
that,
the difference.
Totally get that.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the only things I'm really optimistic about are the things that I know that we're in control of. I'm like, no, don't. Oh, we got this.
Right.
Because we're in control of this.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But then, if you have to rely on,
that's when you're like,
mm-mm.
Is
that's what it is.
What do you think that does for you? Does that almost, I feel like it almost allows you to be very consistent and calm because you're not, when you don't expect stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like you can't really be disappointed.
You can't be disappointed, right? But then when the pressure is squarely on you and you've come through over and over and over for yourself, then it's just a mentality. You're like, no, okay. Okay, we have to do this.
Right.
I know that we can do this.
Right.
And this is what we're going to do. All right?
Right.
So, for instance, why I always say that to you
is
because, bro, we've been here 7 years.
Yeah.
You know the amount of stuff we've been through?
Yeah.
All the ups and the downs and the, oh, go here, go there, this person, that person, this. Yeah. And we've remained consistent the entire time.
Yes.
So at what point do you think, is it now I'm going to panic?
No.
Be like, you know what? No. Oh, Jay, I don't know.
No, come on.
Like,
you don't.
It's too much.
You don't.
There's been too much.
Very true.
Too much evidence that this is going to go the way it's always gone.
Yes.
For me to now panic about something that we're in control of.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you, this is fascinating. Do you think, okay. And this all ties into football, all ties into life. I watch you and people that I admire on and off the field and the things, the way you react. Mm-hmm. It's like you know the moments, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about last game.
Yeah.
We're in the game. We're like, all right, this is the moment of the game. Trevor Lawrence has to make a throw. Or Russell Wilson has to make a throw.
Mm-hmm.
I know this running back's been doing this. I know this. But we understood the game.
Yeah.
We understood the moment. You understood coming off that edge in the game. When you talk about the Super Bowl, for those that don't know, when you went and sat with Strahan in the morning and you looked him in the eye and he, you know, he was enjoying his breakfast.
Yeah.
You were like, you were serious.
Yeah.
This is on us.
Mm-hmm.
It was, OC.
Correct.
It was.
We were in control of it.
Can you learn that skill? Or is that something that's in you? And I'm asking you because you've done it.
Yeah.
Has it?
I think that the truth is it would be easy for me to say you can learn that skill, but that only comes with things being on your shoulders and you come through every, 90% of the time.
Yep.
You're in a position, you're like, okay, this has to happen.
Yeah.
I have to do it.
Yes.
And you go out there and you deliver, right? So if you went out there, if this had to happen and you went out there and you failed, right? Over and over and over again, you wouldn't have that confidence that, okay, when this has to happen, you're going to deliver, right?
Yeah.
But when you have and you have delivered, then all of a sudden, it now it's like, okay, this is on me.
Yeah.
I can control this.
Yeah.
And you just know it's going to happen for you.
Okay. I agree.
So,
for
instance, we talked about the situations between Trevor Lawrence and Russell Wilson.
Yes.
Russell Wilson's been struggling, right?
Yeah, he's been struggling. Yes. Straight up. Yep.
Right? But before the game, I was like, Denver's going to win this
you
game.
You did say that.
Right?
And you said he was going to show up.
He was going to show up.
You said this is his moment.
Right. Now,
I got to give you credit for that.
When it came down to the nitty gritty.
Preach.
When it came down to the nitty gritty.
Take
right?
my sweater off of this.
Who showed up?
You called it.
He did.
The game. Yeah.
Right? Because.
You called it.
You know, as much as you want to. Man, that guy's a 9-time Pro Bowler, man. You know what I mean? Like, that guy's performed at a very high level for a very long time.
Known for
at
big games.
At some point, you know, and the pressure was really on. Like, the pressure was really on. If they would have went out there and lost the game, there's a lot of things that could have happened.
It does not look good for them.
Right? Yes. So, in that particular position, right, if I'm going to trust a quarterback, Russell Wilson or Trevor Lawrence, I'm going to go with the guy who I feel like this guy, he's going to. And the other guy, he hasn't been in that position enough.
To your point, he has not achieved a high level of success in it. These last games he's lost, he's turned the ball over, Trevor Lawrence.
Correct.
And I mean, when it's down there, I'm thinking about this game while you're talking, and I'm like, on the goal line, a throw, and you throw an interception?
Can't do it.
Like, at some point, you start thinking, is this just who I am?
Mm.
This is a guy who's won his whole life. He's won his whole life, Trevor Lawrence. This is what I love about this, even talking about this. Then you look at a guy, right? Because you're right. Let me backtrack. You said that about Russell Wilson before the game. You said he wanted to do it here. When the moment came, it was like it didn't matter what happened in the game. He made that throw on the outside. Yep. That's what he does.
Yeah, a couple of good throws.
Right. Mm-hmm. He just – game's on the line. You look at a guy like Geno Smith over in Seattle. He had a lot of ups and downs in his career. But when you hear him talk and the way they're playing, they just beat our Giants. I'm not proud of that.
Mm-hmm.
But he never he never stopped thinking he was the dude. Mm-hmm. He never stopped thinking he was the guy without that adversity. Or maybe through that process, he had a level of self-evaluation that allowed him to change his mental framework. Mm-hmm. That's kind of why I asked that. Mm. You know?
I think the interesting thing about Gino is Gino's been in the league. I'm not sure.
You're right.
I feel like he's been in the league.
He's been around a long time.
A long time.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And you don't get to. Sign to figure that out.
2013 draft.
Yeah. So this is his ninth year in the league.
Yeah. So he's
been.
9 years. 9 years Geno Smith's been in the league.
Yeah. And so you don't stay at that level. You don't stay in the NFL for that long without talents, right?
Right.
He said something really interesting, too, when they he was like, and a lot of Giants fans were very, very angry.
I think I know what you're saying, and I want to – let's dig into this.
Yeah, very, very
let's
angry.
Dig into this.
He said that he gives credit to – yeah, to Ben McAdoo and Jerry Reese
yep.
for believing him.
Former head coach, former general manager.
For believing in him,
yes.
Right? When they benched Eli
yep.
and put him in.
You're right.
And he was like
– the city went nuts.
They went crazy, right?
Yeah.
And even now, when he said that, they're very, very angry mm-hmm. that he said that,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But the talent is there, right? And,
yep.
and it's on full display now. He
yes.
just needed to be in a situation that
somebody believed
him, right?
Yeah.
And to me, that's just the most fascinating thing about the NFL to me. Yeah. And not only just the NFL, just in life.
Yes.
Right? Just in life. You could, if you're not in the right situation, your talents and your ability will never shine. He could have gone anywhere else besides this Seattle Seahawks team, right? To any other franchise. And this wouldn't be happening for him right now. And we would forever think of him as the guy who got punched in the face. Right? That's what we think of when we think of Geno Smith. And now this guy is on track to become an all-pro Pro Bowl quarterback because he is in the right situation.
Yeah.
So we need to take that into account when we're judging all these players and all these people and all these things. They could be great players, great people, just in the wrong situation, man. And their whole career is finished because they just didn't go to the right team. The right situation. It's crazy.
OC, you're so right. And I love how we're talking about players like this because this is what we enjoy more than just the X's and O's. But this is to your point about why you always spend so much time thinking about the world globally, mm-hmm. thinking about circumstance, thinking about being politically aware. I think you hit the nail on the head when you said that. When people are fighting for equality, equity, all of the buzzwords, I just thought what you just said, the way you put it made so much sense. Think of the talent we've lost. Mm-hmm. Think of the things that could be different for all of us if people that had ability just had a chance,
mm-hmm.
just had someone believed him, just had a little bit of fairness. And what that cost us, think about what that cost teams.
Mm-hmm.
Your favorite team might have won a Super Bowl. They might have won a Super Bowl, yet someone in that chain of command messed it up.
Yep.
The best and the worst thing ever told to me was Darren Woodson, Pro Bowl safety, a mentor. When I came in the NFL, he looked at me and he said, Jay Beasley, he was like, you move like a first rounder. He says, you out here, everything about you. He says, but you're not, and never forget it.
Mm.
He says, because if you start comparing yourself to those people, you won't be here because you can't act like them. You can't do anything like them because you're not. And it was what allowed me to survive, but I think it cost me because it was a little bit of fear too.
Yep.
A little bit of trepidation because I was like, don't step out of line. Mm-hmm. What I enjoy so much and why I ask you these questions is, and just being transparent with the audience, it's many times that I've had that with you and you've just been like, no, 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 you push, push, push. You pushed me. Mm. And then I felt like if I fail, you were going to be behind, at least keep me from falling over the cliff, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But if you're not there around, none of it happens.
Yeah.
And you just witnessing that across the NFL, you see it in society as a whole, but, you know, we like plugging it all together. But I'm just seeing that a lot this year.
Happens.
Philly, Jalen Hurts.
Yep. He can't go to no other, like maybe Baltimore, but he can't go to no other situation, right? That's, it is just, yeah.
It's working.
The right coach.
Right coach.
The right mentality.
Right mentality.
Everything.
They went out and got tools for his skill set, mm-hmm. but what does he have, OC? Mm-hmm. He's got command, like his demeanor. Mm-hmm. That part of him, who he is as mm-hmm. a leader, boom. Tua.
Yep.
They went and remade his college.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
They said Alabama point
two.
They
were about to run this guy out of town.
Run him out of town. Man, you see, quick release, quick process, quick everything. They did what he did well in college when they recruited him. But it took somebody to come in and do that. It wasn't ownership. Now, ownership had to agree with it. But it was someone in that chain of command.
Yeah. That is so fascinating. It's all so fascinating, Jason. All of it. All of it.
It is.
How easily things could be different.
Bro, Detroit. We going for this. I want all the player coaches to win. I want all that to happen. There's something going on in there that I'm not aware of that's making it messy.
Yeah. It's just, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's just, all this is just so crazy. It is. When you personalize things, and I say this all the time.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I know after my first year.
Yep.
San Diego wanted to trade for me, right?
Man, right? Biggest trade ever, bro.
But the thing is,
game changer trade.
I would have went to San Diego.
Yep.
Right, and it was only midway through my second year. I would say like early into my second year when I started really watching Strahan, mm-hmm. and I was like, I'm gonna. And I started talking to him, right? Mm-hmm. And he started to tell me the things that I needed to do. Mm-hmm. The things that Strahan told me that made me the player that I am. Uh-huh. And I fully understand that. Uh-huh. And I could have been in San Diego and I would have been in the league 4 or 5 years maximum and I would have been out if I didn't know these things that Michael told me,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can hypothesize, we don't really know. Right. I don't know what would have happened in San Diego,
yep.
but I know what happened in New York.
Yes.
And I can go into the stadium and I can look up there and I can see my name and I can know for a fact that in New York, if Strahan wasn't there, that never happens.
Scary.
You know what I mean?
Is it scary?
It's
scares.
It's beyond comprehension. If this man, if he left 1 year before, if he's not there to say, hey, this is how you get off the ball. Mm-hmm. This is how you study film. Mm-hmm. This, if he doesn't tell me that, I don't know who would have told me those things. And nothing I would have done in the end, it just wouldn't have happened. It just wouldn't have happened. And how many people are there like that? How many, it's all of this stuff is just, it's too much, man. It's too much.
When you think about championship teams,
mm-hmm.
that shows a level of success, right?
Yeah.
You think about the giving that needs to happen. Not only the sacrifices individual, but the giving of information, knowledge, resources, whatever. You almost can look at social groups and think about your social groups and that and the growth in that. You know, you hear people make quotes of if your circle is doing well, you'll always have a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, mm-hmm. right? You know, people say it more eloquent than that. But it is. It's like there's always an opportunity. You look up, your people are making moves, there's an opportunity. Well, that comes with a lot of transparency, giving, knowledge, all that, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, here, you know, you make a pound, I make a pound. You know, you move it around, you help each other out. That's what it takes on these teams. Now you see the result in a year.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're talking about is a guy, you're coming in, there's only so many quarterbacks to hit, mm-hmm. but he gave you the knowledge.
Yep.
He gave you the fruit. And what did that bear at his last year when he was out the door?
Won. He won.
That investment.
We all won, yeah.
Everybody won. I don't see that throughout the league.
Yeah, it's not happening.
I don't – that's not the norm.
Yeah.
That's not normal. That's not, oh, this is just what we do.
Yeah.
It's not.
So speaking of that from like a team perspective, right? So we know Sirianni, the head coach for the Eagles, mm-hmm. and what he's done in Philly, right? He tailored his entire scheme around what Jalen Hurts does.
Yes.
Right?
He's doing his Oklahoma offense.
Right. Brought in weapons.
Yeah.
They've tailored everything around this, and they're successful.
Yes.
Don't know if they're going to win the Super Bowl.
But they are successful.
Very good football team.
Yes.
And you look at Miami, mm-hmm. right? With Tua, the same guy who they literally were everybody, even Sean Payton. I remember Sean Payton, who's a very good, you know, coach, mm-hmm. high, you know, quarter. He was like, oh, Tua is out of there. Teddy Bridgewater is going to take his spot. Yep. That was foolish. That was a foolish thing. Like, if you look at it right now.
Look what's happening.
Look what's happening. Evidence. That was a foolish thing to say. So you mean to tell me Sean Payton gets this job for the Miami Dolphins, yes. which there was talk that this could happen.
Oh, it was on the books. It was close.
Right?
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yep.
Think about Sean Payton coming into the Miami Dolphins situation, mm-hmm. right? Already has no belief in Tua, thinks he can't play. Right? Yanks him, puts in Teddy Bridgewater. What's going on with Tua Tagovailoa right now? We don't see.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist. He's a washout.
Yeah.
Out the league.
Yeah.
Because he can't play.
You leave the team that drafted you first. It's just, yeah. It's hard treading.
What are we talking about here? No, just I want you to just take a couple of seconds
okay.
to digest.
Yep.
What happens if a different coach walks in there? How many times do you think this has happened to so many different players?
So many
thousands
players.
Of times.
Thousands of players. Good players. Good players, man.
That's so unfortunate, man.
It is so sad, and I've seen it. Mm. And I think it's because of control, OC. This is what I believe. Ego is the enemy.
Yeah.
It's the enemy. And I think this, how do you get a head coaching job if you're a coordinator? It's your philosophy. It's your mind. Mm. It's your play design, right? You're hiring me because I can draw up these things that work.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get the job, that's what you do. My stuff works. You make it right. Instead of reevaluating what I'm doing, who am I working with?
Mm-hmm.
What resources do I have? I might have made these food like this, but I don't have these spices.
Yeah.
Where all these chefs you probably see, these really celebrity type chefs, these great ones, I guess the skill is I can make things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I can make magic, right? That's what you see with these franchises that have success, with these coaches that build philosophies around players. I think they do. Mm-hmm. They go in there and they don't complain about not having the right ingredients. Because that's what these other ones, they're making excuses.
Yep.
If I just had this, mm-hmm. it would taste like this. Mm-hmm. They're like, this is what we got. And they teach. They evaluate. They coach. They listen. They learn. They evolve. That's the kind of that's the kind of company I would want to invest in.
Yeah.
You see companies all the time get taken over by the wrong people. Products, trash.
Yep.
Don't even exist. Companies, you're like, man, they made a good this. I remember American Apparel, man. I bought all them t-shirts,
mm-hmm.
man.
Mm-hmm.
It was down the street from my place in New York. Mm-hmm. Gone. CEO ran it in the dirt. People. One person.
Yeah.
Two people. Ruining stuff.
Ruining.
Ruining.
You know something else that's...
I miss them shirts, OC.
Yeah. You know something else that's really crazy? You know something else that's really, really crazy, Jason? And this is even more scary than football. Way more scary. Is that you or I can go to one doctor and live and go to another doctor and die. You could go to one lawyer and go free. And you can go to another lawyer and go to jail.
Resources.
There's not only resources, right? There's bad doctors, right? There's people who are bad at their job. And
bad lawyers.
Bad lawyers. There's good and bad everything, the same way there's good and bad. Good and bad players. It's like it's in everything.
It's everywhere.
And people are literally your life.
Bro, my next surgery I had, I go see a doctor, get it all lined up. He wants to cut, put all the plates in it, all that stuff, right? Mm. I call the Giants.
Yeah.
Go to the top dog. Hey, I'm thinking about this. Send me your x-ray. Don't do anything. Let me make some calls. Calls back. You're going to this surgeon because they're smarter. They're better. They're this. They're that. Come in. Oh, he's like, oh, we don't need to do that. We just need to do this, this, and this. I'm OC. A completely different approach. Different. like not even the same.
Yeah.
Now, I had access to both of them, but I don't. You know,
you could have went to this one or that one.
Boom.
Yeah. And it would have been a different. Oh,
been a different
so
thing.
Sickening.
And this is where when you evaluate these things, when you talk about them, it's just so easy to point at the result. It's so easy to blame this and to blame that, because that's what people do, because they don't want to think a little more deeply about it. And what you're saying is so true. Like, all of these things, everything we're seeing right now in the middle of this season are a bunch of little decisions.
That's it.
Small, minuscule.
We could literally be the number one podcast if we had a better producer.
Period.
How crazy is that?
Remove Simon.
We could be the number one.
You remove Simon.
If we had a better producer.
But that's the bottleneck.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And we can't remove him
now. Can't remove him. Can't do nothing.
Because he's institutionalized. He's there. He's locked in.
All we would have had to do, just say for instance, Chris was the producer. We might be the number one.
Definitely in Mexico. Definitely. Chris will have us right in Mexico.
Shout out to Simon. Shout out to Chris. And Will.
We can't talk about Will because Will is
he might not even be here.
Yeah, Will might not even be here.
If he's here.
We don't even know. We're gonna call him Will Yam. Oh, OC, OC, OC. It's always a pleasure talking to you.
Yes, sir.
It always
it was great.
Is.
I enjoyed
it is.
That.
The Jason and OC podcast is charting, OC.
We're charting.
It's charting.
Okay.
It's charting.
Okay.
Would you like to hear more?
Please.
Okay.
I'm excited.
Let me just comment on those boots you have.
You like them?
I do.
Well, first of all, you see my ankles showing? My ankles are showing.
I'm not into.
My brother says, my younger brother, he was.
That's
like,
what rich people do.
Is that really what they do?
I think.
I thought maybe this is what poor people do because they couldn't afford the pants that covered their.
No, I think when you're so rich, you can wear pants and look poor.
But I'm really not that rich, though, Jay.
That's a damn lie. Okay. That's a damn lie.
It's all relative.
Yeah. You're.
It's relative.
Me and you are living two different lives, brother. Shout out to OC for giving me all the work. If y'all see me doing everything, there is a reason. Because OC gave it to me to let me get it done. So
can't
I appreciate
do
that.
Can't do it.
Holla at your boy. Top 20 in the UK, OC.
Top 20 in the UK.
Top 20 in the UK. Not because of Simon. We have already broken that
We've
down.
Established
top
that.
100 in France.
I like that.
Respectable.
Voulez-vous vous, Sheila?
Love it.
That's okay.
Top 200 in Spain and Ireland. I thought we'd be higher in Ireland.
For sure, we should be higher in
Ireland. I got to talk to my people.
Yeah, you got to do something about that.
I have to talk
or maybe,
to my people.
Maybe we shouldn't be higher in Ireland. I don't know.
Maybe there's something I've done.
Maybe we shouldn't be. I'm not sure. But go ahead, please.
I can't with you.
Maybe we should be very low. in Ireland.
People of Norway. People of Norway. You have let down the Jason and OC podcast.
Uh-oh.
We are down in the Norwegian podcast charts.
I wonder what happened.
Come on, Norway.
Why are we down?
Wait, what did we say?
Did we say anything about Norway?
No, we love Norway. No, we love Norwegian people.
No, I know what happened.
What did you say?
We didn't say anything. It was Simon was telling us to say, speak that Norwegian tack.
And it was cultural appropriation.
Cultural appropriation.
That's exactly what we did.
Can't do it.
And he fronted us out.
He did.
He should have guided us better.
Yeah. Cultural appropriation.
It is going.
People of Norway, we are sorry for culturally appropriating you.
We shouldn't have did that.
Never do that.
We listened to Simon.
Yep.
Foolish.
Never
foolish behavior from us. One more stat, fans. One more stat for the fans.
Okay.
Sorry about that. The Jason and OC podcast has passed 1.8 million listens, OC. 1.8 million listens.
Wow. That is incredible.
That is. And don't forget.
It's a lot of listens.
It's a lot. They can also watch us, OC, on the NFL UK YouTube channel.
Yeah.
They can do that. And one last shout out, bro.
Okay.
One thing I really like.
Okay.
When we were in the booth looking out, and my buddy actually recorded it. The Lazy Boy commercial.
Lazy Boy. Yeah, Lazy Boy.
The commercial. Lazy Boy. You see at the stadium?
I did see
it. We're just back and forth.
It looked good.
It does.
But I got something to say to Lazy Boy.
Lazy Boy.
You ready, Lazy Boy?
Lazy Boy.
1.8 million listens?
Yes.
Yesterday's price is not
today. It's up, Lazy Boy! Because I tell you what, y'all making some money from these chairs because this is comfortable, it's durable, and it's sexy.
Yesterday's price is not today's price.
Nah, buddy. We got you gonna pay next
year.
You're
gonna pay next year,
Lazy Boy. Because I'm telling you right now, I know what you're making from these things because they are high quality, Lazy Boy.
Let me see how far this one goes.
Till next week. Lower down.
Yeah.
Oh, get them legs up. Get them legs up, Jose. And look how sturdy it is, too.
Okay, hold on. This is up here.
Look how strong it is because you got some.
I got some long.
You're a physical dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, go down. Oh.
So
that's relaxation.
Oh, see, that's the good thing.
Yeah.
See, if I'm watching TV, I can be like this.
Yes. Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what you need.
Yeah.
And your son can be like, why are you mocking me, daddy?
You're mocking me, aren't you? I got to go pick him up now. Actually.
All right, let you go pick up your son. Yeah. Holla at us till next week.
You're mocking me, aren't you?
All the special things I do. Changing my mood. All the special things I do. Got me breaking all the rules. If you give it to me, I will give it to you. There's no way I can play. Boy, you're changing my mood.
Through late night, making it.